ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तुकी।
बिफोर रिसाइडिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम, वन शुड ऑफर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अन टू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नारायण, अन टू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, अन टू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग, एंड अन टू श्रील व्यासदेव द ऑथर, by regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and the loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna. So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 8, and I think so. The new chapter number 22, right? Am I supposed to read the summary also? No? Yes or no? Yes? Read the summary of chapter 22. Can you put it on the screen, the chapter? So we are going to read Canto number 8, chapter number 22, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrender His Life. And we are going to do text number 2, since there is no purport for text number 1. Achha, there was one question somebody asked me, that should I do it in Hindi or in English? Some people requested me. English is? Huh? Hindi or English? English mein, okay. So I'm going to read the summary of chapter 22, and then we'll do the text number 2. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. The summary of this 22nd chapter is as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the behavior of Bali Maharaj. Thus the Lord placed him on the planet Sutala, and thereafter bestowing benedictions upon him, the Lord agreed to become his doorman. Bali Maharaj was extremely truthful. Being unable to keep his promise, he was very much afraid, for he knew that one who has deprived from truthfulness is insignificant in the eyes of society. An exalted person can suffer the consequences of hellish life. But he is very much afraid of being defamed of deviation from the truth. Bali Maharaj agreed with great pleasure to accept the punishment awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bali Maharaj dynasty, there were many asuras who became their enmity towards Vishnu had achieved a destination more exalted than that of many mystic yogis. Bali Maharaj specifically remembered the determination of Prahlad Maharaj in devotional service. Considering all these points, he decided to give his head in charity as a place of Vishnu's third step. Bali Maharaj also considered how great personalities gave up their family, relationship and material possessions to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, they sometimes even sacrificed their life for the satisfaction of the Lord, just to become his personal servants. Accordingly, by following in the footsteps of previous acharyas and devotees, Bali Maharaj received himself successful. Bali Maharaj perceived himself successful. While Bali Maharaj having been arrested by the ropes of Varuna, was offering prayers to the Lord, his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj appeared there and described how the Supreme Personality of Godhead had delivered Bali Maharaj by taking his possessions in a tricky way. While Prahlad Maharaj was present, Lord Brahma and Bali's wife, Vindhyavali, described the supremacy of Supreme Lord. Since Bali Maharaj had given everything to the Lord, they prayed for his release. The Lord then described how a non-devotee's possession of wealth is a danger, whereas a devotee's opulence is a benediction from the Lord. Then, being pleased with Bali Maharaj, the Supreme Lord offered him his disc to protect Bali Maharaj and promised to remain with him. So text number one is Sri Suka Uvacha, and the translation is that Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead was superficially seemed to have acted mischievously towards Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj was fixed in his determination. Considering himself not to have fulfilled his promise, he spoke as follows. So now Bali Maharaj is speaking, which is on text number 2. Sri Bali Uvacha, Yadi Uttama Shloka Bhavan Mama Iritam Vachaha Vyalikam Suravarya Manyate Karomi Rittam Tat Na Bhavet Pralambhavanam Padam Trityam Kuru Srishni Me Nijam. Sri Bali Uvacha, Yad Uttama Shloka Bhavan Mameritam Vacho Vyalikam Suravara Manyate Karom Yutam Tanna Bhavet Pralabbanam Padam Trutiyam Kurushishna Menijam. Sri Bali Uvacha, Yadyutma Shloka Bhavan Mameritam Vacho Vyalikam Suravara Manyate Karom Yutam Tanna Bhavet Pralabbanam Padam Trutiyam Kuru Shishna Me Nijam.
Suravarya Manyate
Romyuktam tanna bhavetra labnanam. Vadam trutiyam kuru Vishnu me nijam. Vacha. Mrugasloka bhavan mameritam. Vacho vyalikam suravaryam anyate. Karomyutam tanna bhavetra labbanam. Param drutiyam kuru shishmeram. Sribali vacha. Karomyutam tanna bhavetra labbanam. Padam drutiyam kuru Vishnu meyam. Mataji. Sri Bali Uvacha. Bali Maharaj said, Yadi, if Uttama Sloka, O Supreme Lord, Bhavan, your good self, Mama, my, Iritam, promised, Vachaha, words, Vyalikam, false. Sura Varya, O greatest of all Suras, demigods. Manyate, you think so. Karomi, I shall make it. Ritam, truth. Tat, that. Na, not. Bhavet, will become. Pralambanam, cheating. Padam, step. Trityam, the third. Kuru, just do it. Sirshanim, on the head. Me, my. Nijam, your lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Bali Maharaj said, O best personality of Godhead, most worshipable for all the demigods, if you think that my promise has become false, I shall certainly rectify matters to make it truthful. I cannot allow my promise to be false. Please, therefore, place your third lotus footsteps on my head. Purport. Bali Maharaj could understand the pretense of Lord Vamandev, who had taken the side of a demigod and came before him as a beggar. Although the Lord's purpose was to cheat him, Bali Maharaj took pleasure in understanding how the Lord will cheat his devotee to glorify the devotee's position. It is said that God is good, and if this is a fact, whether he cheats or rewards, he is always good. Bali Maharaj therefore addressed him as Uttama Sloka. Your Lordship, he said, you are always praised with the best of selected verses. On behalf of the demigods, you disguised yourself to cheat me, saying that you wanted only 3 places of land. But later you expanded your body to such an extent that with footsteps, 2 footsteps, you covered the entire universe. Because you are working on behalf of your devotees, you do not regard this as cheating. Never mind, I cannot be considered a devotee. Nonetheless, because although you are the husband of the goddess of fortune, you have come to me to beg. I must satisfy you to the best of my ability. So please do not think that I wanted to cheat you. I must fulfill my promise. I still have one possession, my body. You have taken my wealth, but I still have my body. When I place my body for your satisfaction, please put your third step on my head. Since the Lord had covered the entire universe with footsteps, with two steps, one might ask how Bali Maharaj's head could be sufficient to his third step. Bali Maharaj, however, thought that the possessor of wealth must be greater than the possession. Therefore, although the Lord had taken all his possessions, the head of Bali Maharaj, the possessor, would provide adequate place for the Lord's third step.
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshakarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata.
So here a wonderful description about the wonderful pastimes of Bali Maharaj and Lord Vamandev. So this is a wonderful Vaman Charitra, and in the end of this chapter they give you what is a Shruti Phala. It's what is the benediction, what is the ashirvad one will get if you hear this Vaman Charitra. And that ashirvad is very important for all of us, for all the devotees, particularly in the line of Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees. So I will also read that after I complete with this one. Now this particular place is called Bhrugu Kachha. This is a north of Narmada river where this Bali Maharaj was offering the sacrifice. It's called Ashwamedha Yajna. So he's called a horse sacrifice. He's performing that sacrifice. And then he engaged all the dynasty of Bhrugu priest, headed by Shukracharya. So he has given that assignment to all the Bhrugu, dynasty of Bhrugu Brahmins. So today, this morning, I'm going to discuss what are the lessons we learn, what are the teachings we can learn from this particular pastimes. Because in Bhagavatam, wherever you go, wherever any charitra is given, there are some teachings, there are some lessons, there are some kind of a understanding we get it from from that charitra, from that pastimes. So that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. So Bali Maharaj was considered as there are three kinds of exalted devotees. One is a Nitya Siddha, another is Sadhana Siddha, and then the third one is Kripa Siddha. You know that, right? So this Nitya Siddha is eternally Siddha. We are not going to talk about that. We are going to talk about those two, which is Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha. So Sadhana Siddha is by performing this devotional service. One achieves that perfection. Sadhana Siddha. And the best example is who? What is the best example? The Sadhana Siddha Bhakta is Narad Muni. Narad Muni, he was a simple boy in his previous life. But because he performed a wonderful service and he had a wonderful association of the devotees, of those sadhus, he attained the perfection. He became a Kripa Siddha, and then finally he became a liberated soul. Right? Narad Muni. So here we are talking about Kripa Siddha, and Kripa Siddha is a Bali Maharaj. And how he became a Kripa Siddha? He got Kripa, you know, because of his grandfather. His grandfather was who? Who was his grandfather? Prahlad Maharaj. And his father's name was Virochan. So he got the Kripa from his father, Prahlad Maharaj. Bolo Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Devi Vishakha Devi ki jai. So that Kripa Siddha is due to his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, because he was very favored by Lord Nrisingadev, Prahlad Maharaj. And Lord Nrisingadev said that, I will not, because of your devotion, I am so obliged to your devotion, Prahlad, that I will not kill anyone in your lineage. I will give the benediction to everyone, even though they are born in demon family. So that's the benediction one gets, you know, it's the bhakti ki shakti hai usme, Prahlad Maharaj. Because of Prahlad Maharaj, this Bamandev, Pali Maharaj was Kripa Siddha Bhakta. And we can see also the same concept, you know, we see in Ramanujacharya Sampradaya too. In Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, there are two schools of thought. One is Vada Kelai, another is a Than Kelai. So what Vada Kelai, they do the Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha. What they do, Vadai Kela means monkey, and it's a school of monkey and cat, Markat and Billi. So the Vadai Kela, Sadhana means, you know, monkey and the baby monkey. So what happens in that, devotees has to endeavor, like monkey, a small baby of a monkey, you know, the mother has to carry the monkey. So the monkey, the baby monkey has to strive, he has to do the endeavor to cling. Usko pakad ke rakhna hai apni maa ko. So he has to do that endeavor. Like in a sadhana siddha, he has to do the endeavor, right? So the same concept. So he has to do the endeavor. If what happens, if the baby falls, then the mother will not accept that baby again. So that baby has to cling into the mother's womb. Because why? What happens? You know that monkey, you know, jump from one tree to another tree all the time, right? Baby with a baby. But in Thandakeli, it's called a cat and the kitten. What happens to cat and the kitten? Any thought? Cat carries the kitten. Kitten doesn't have to do any endeavor. Uski maa ka uske upar kripa hai. Cat, when they carry, you know, the kitten, they carry very nicely, you know, the kitten doesn't get hurt. Do you understand? So the same concept. So there are several teachings we learn from this charitra. One is, it's in Hindi, that aapko Virat banna hai, to pehle Vaman bano. What?
Vaman became Virat, right? आपको पहले विराट बनना है, बड़ा बनना है. बड़ा किसमें? In Krishna conscious. Then you have to become Vaman first. You have to be humble. Srinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna ammanina manadena kirtaniya sare. That state of mind one, when we offer the respect to the others, don't expect any respect in return. And then think oneself as a straw in the street. Humble position. Then only, because Krishna conscious is not how big you are. Krishna conscious means how small you are. What kind of menial service you are performing for Krishna. Krishna looks at your love and your service. The person who does the vacuum or jhadu yahan par karta hai, the same service. Krishna also likes that service than the one who gives the lecture on sitting on the Vyasasana. No difference. Bhav. What kind of bhav we are creating for Krishna? How much devotion we have for Krishna? Is this a temporary devotion only on Sunday once in a blue moon? No, it has to be 24/7. So that one teaching, if you want to be Vamandev, if you want to be a Virat Swarup, then first of all you try to be a small Vaman, small dwarf Vaman. That's one. Second, one must not judge the person from the outer look. What does it mean? Like Bali Maharaj, he misconstrued that this is a small Brahmin. What he is going to, wo mera kya bhai bigad lega? This is a small Brahmin. But he asked for 3 steps. He didn't consider. So what, you know, in America we say that don't judge the book from the outer cover. Outer cover bahut andar acha hai, bahar se bahut acha hai. You know, but inside the material is nothing. So same thing. How Krishna consciousness is not outward show. Krishna consciousness is inward. What we have in our heart. Hamara hriday mein kya basa hai? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, sab kuch hai. How we can get rid of that? And how the simple method Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, how to get rid of that kama, krodh, moha, mad, mastara? By chanting the holy name. What is that holy name? Made of 16 words and 32 syllables. What is that word? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So don't judge the person from the outer look. People, they misunderstand so many times. Khali tilak lagane se, mala pehne, kanti mala pehne se, haath mein jap lene se, koi devotee nahi ho jata hai. What kind of thoughts he is carrying? What kind of bhavana he is carrying? What kind of bhav he is carrying for Krishna and the other associates and the surroundings with the devotees? That's very important. Third teaching. Like, you know, in that respect we can give an example. Jadabharat. Jadabharat was what? He was just like a mudha, right? But he was a really exalted personality within the heart. Even Rishabdev, he was, you know, lying in a place. People, they were throwing the stones on him. But he was a very incarnation of Godhead. This is one of the Tirthankar in Jainism, Rishabdev. One of the first Tirthankar. So, don't judge the person. So, like Bali Maharaj made a mistake, don't judge. Even Sukracharya, he says that. Third teaching, to attain God's mercy, Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru. Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru. This is the third teaching. So, anyone who is devoid or he taking you ever of Krishna, you must reject that. Even in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramchandra, Vibhishan rejected his brother to have the mercy of Lord's mercy. Bharat Maharaj, Bharat, his brother, he rejected his mother, Kaikai, right? Kiske liye? राम को क्या, राम को पाने के लिए, भगवान की मर्जी पाने के लिए रिजेक्ट कर दिया है कि नहीं। दूसरा व्हाट एग्जांपल वी कैन, प्रहलाद महाराज रिजेक्टेड हिज फादर टू अटेन द बेनिडिक्शन और अटेन द मर्सी ऑफ नृसिंहदेव, भगवान का, राइट। एंड देन मीराबाई ही लेफ्ट हिज हर किंगडम एंड ऑल दोस अमेरिकन हिपीज यू नो दे लेफ्ट इलिसिट गैम्बलिंग इंटॉक्सिकेशन एंड मीट ईटिंग दे गेव टू अटेन कृष्णा जस्ट इन द ऑर्डर ऑफ शिल प्रभुपाद। यस सो दैट इज द अनदर टीचिंग वी हैव, वी हैव गॉड मर्सी इन टू गिव अप ऑल दोस बैड पीपल्स एसोसिएशन, दैट्स व्हाट इट मीन्स। सो दैट्स द टीचिंग वी लर्न कि शुक्राचार्य को छोड़ दिया अपने गुरु को। एंड प्रभुपाद मेक्स वेरी नाइस पॉइंट्स इन दिस सम ऑफ द पर्पोर्ट्स। द शुक्राचार्य वॉज जस्ट एन आउटवर्डली यू नो जस्ट अ मटेरियलिस्टिक गुरु। वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ गुरु, वॉट ही इज सपोज टू डू, ही टेक्स हिज डिसाइपल टूवर्ड्स कृष्णा। तो कृष्णा सामने से आए तो वो शुक्राचार्य कैसा है कि उसको छोड़ दो, वाई यू फॉलो वामन देव। ही न्यू, शुक्राचार्य न्यू दैट ही इज नन अदर देन सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड, एंड स्टिल ही वॉज ट्राइंग टू प्रिवेंट हिम टू बलि महाराज। सो बलि महाराज सेज बिकॉज ही हैज अ मर्सी ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज हिज ग्रैंड फादर ही अंडरस्टूड द रियल डिफरेंस बिटवीन द गुरुज जॉब एंड द रियल मर्सी फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड। सो बलि महाराज रिजेक्टेड दैट। सो हमें भी क्या करना है, वॉट इज द लर्निंग वी लर्न फ्रॉम दिस, दैट वी हैव टू गेट रिड ऑफ ऑल दिस बैड एसोसिएशन, दैट्स अनदर टीचिंग वी लर्न। साधु संघ सर्व शास्त्र को है, लव मात्र साधु संघ सर्व सिद्धि हो। सो विथ द प्रॉपर एसोसिएशन वी कैन अचीव सो मेनी परफेक्शन। फोर्थ टीचिंग, what are the other teaching we learn from Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj was possessor, he was possessing all the three worlds, he conquered Sur ko, all the demigods he conquered, and he was a possessor of three worlds. After few minutes he had nothing. When he took two steps, Vamandev, when he took two steps, he conquered the whole two worlds, all the world, right? Everything, all the universe. So, but the teachings we learn that, however, he remained Stitta Pragya. Prabhupada makes a nice point here in one of the purports that he remained Stitta Pragya, equipoised, irregardless. Okay, I was the proprietor of all this, and then in sudden one. After a few minutes, I have nothing. But he remained fixed in his determination. Yeah, dekho, this is a very important point for all of us. He fixed in his determination that yes, I am going to fulfill my promise. So that determination is very important. Commitment is very important. If we are committed to Krishna, then so be it. Be committed. Be firm determination. So a devotee never deviates from the service of the Lord and execute his duties no matter what happens. That's got a firm faith in Krishna. ऐसा नहीं है कि अभी आज कर दिया कल नहीं. No, firm determination. So people, lot of people, they've been in ISKCON for so many years. 30 years, 40 years, you know, I joined ISKCON in 75, here in Mumbai, 75, 76, right here, Sridhar Maharaj made me a life member in Jew temple here. But because of the right association, with your blessings, all of your blessings, I'm still trying to be a devotee. So, the point is, regardless whatever happens, so ऐसा नहीं है कि कुछ anything good thing happens, any bad thing happens, you say this is all Krishna's fault because of I
I trust Krishna, now I have to suffer. No, the understanding of a pure devotee is that anything good thing happens, it's because of the mercy of Krishna. And anything bad thing happens to me, it's because of my past misdeeds, my past karma. So if we have that understanding, we will have a firm determination for Krishna. Otherwise, shaky ground. We don't want in a shaky ground. Shaky ground means main idhar jaun ya udhar jaun. We don't need that. It's not going to help in our devotional service. So that is another teaching we learn from. Even though Bali Maharaj was born in a demon family, it also gives you one more teaching. It's not important that what is your lineage, how you, which family you born in. It's your karma, it's not your janma is important. Your karma, you may be born in a Brahmin family, but if your karma is like a shudra, you are lower than a shudra. You are a chandal, we are. But if we are born in a shudra family, but our karma is like a Brahmin, we are a Brahmin, we are a devotee, we are a Vaishnava. It's not a janma, is not important, it's our karma. Even though he's born in a demon family, he is an exalted personal, exalted devotee, firm faith in Krishna's holy name. So you know, it's very important that it's not what happens to us. If it is bad thing happens, it's our past deeds, and if a good thing happens, it's because of the mercy of Krishna. Vamadeva took 3 steps. But Rupa Goswami said, we need to take only 2 steps. What are those 2 steps? Rupa Goswami says, very simple. Always remember Krishna and never forget. Take only 2 steps. Vamadeva took 3 steps. Okay, fine. For us, take only 2 steps. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And as I said, you know, beware of Guru. Guru Kabi, you know, it's very important from these teachings of Vamanadeva and Bali Maharaj Charitra that beware of Guru, reject those bogus Guru who is not interested in disciples' spiritual progress. And what are they're interested in? Disciples' money. They're not interested in spiritual progress. So that bogus Guru ko reject karna hai. So that is also another teaching. Now, I made one point there that Bali Maharaj was the whole world. He had everything, but suddenly everything got lost. We can take an example of from Srila Prabhupada. There is a learning we can learn from Srila Prabhupada. There is nothing was working positive for Srila Prabhupada. How? His wife was against Srila Prabhupada. All the Gaudiya Samaj, they were fighting in between. While Srila Prabhupada was there, he took initiation. All the Gaudiya Samaj were there fighting among each other. There was not a proper Gaudiya Samstha. All his god brothers there very non-cooperative. His wife, Prabhupada's wife, sold Bhagavatam for just a small 1 cup of tea and some biscuits. Gordon, you understand what I'm saying? His shop was burned. Prabhupada's shop was burned. So nothing was going through, and he had, while he was going to United States, he had a couple of severe heart attacks. Nothing was working. But did he do, okay, now this is so many calamities is bestowed upon me, I'm going to quit. Chhod diya Bhagwan ko, Prabhupada ji ne. Boliye Prabhu ji? Yes or no? From faith, kuch bhi ho gaya, no problem. Maro bhi ya rakho bhi, no, sorry. Prabhupada ji rewrote one bhajan on Jaladuta. What did he write? Bhakti nahi, veda nahi, name khuba doro, bhakti vedanta nama, ede sarthak koro. I don't have any devotion in me, but I have firm faith in the holy name. So he has that determination. Majbut makkam thayo, Prabhupada ji. I have a firm faith in the holy name and I have a firm faith in my spiritual master's words. So those two things, because of those two things, Prabhupada has established, you know, all these hundreds, so many temples all over the world. He had took only 40 rupees. So there was one joke, you know, here it happened in here. There was one joke that Prabhupada was, you know, sitting up there, and there is one big businessman came, and he said, then Prabhupada introduced him, ki, here is Mr. So-and-so, he's a very big businessman. So Prabhupada says, Prabhupada introducing to his disciples. So that big businessman said, no, Prabhupada, I'm not a big businessman. You are a big businessman. You had only 40 rupees in your pocket, and look at that now, you are a proprietor of so many temples all over the world. So then Prabhupada simply said, then why don't you join my business? Mera business ko mere saath joined ho jao, if I am a really rich person. So the point is, Prabhupada has never deviated from his firm faith in Krishna's holy name. So that is also another teaching. Now, as you know, that Bali Maharaj, he is one of the 12 Mahajans. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. Even though born in a demon family, he was a Swayambhuva Narado Sambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu. What are those 12 Mahajans? Swayambhuva Narado Sambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Ballir Vyasaki Vayam. So this is a verse, you know, in Bhagavatam spoken by Yamaraj, telling his Yamadutas, oh Yamadutas, there are 12 Mahajans. And what is the meaning of Mahajans? The meaning of Mahajans, they are very perfected in the science of Krishna consciousness. And they have chosen the path, they follow the path of Sanatan Dharma, those Mahajans, 12 Mahajans. They are in authority, refers to as a great personality, and they are exalted Vaishnavas. Those are the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans. Swayambhuva means, who is the Swayambhuva? Who can tell me? Brahma, Swayambhuva, Narado, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Pralado, Pralad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Pitama. Swayambhuva, Narado, Sambhu, Pralado, Pralado, Janako, Bhishma, Ballir, Bali Maharaj, that's a Bali Maharaj. Vyasaki means Sukadev Goswami. Vayam means I, God of death. Yamraj, wo bhi ek Mahajan hai. So, the point is that even though he was born in a demon family, he became a Mahajan. What is the reason? Because he followed, he was a firm faith in Krishna's holy name. Bali Maharaj remains fixed, who is determination to satisfy the Lord. So that is also a firm faith, firm fixed, very focused. Bali Maharaj is an ideal example for full surrender. There's another teaching we learn. He is an ideal example of full surrender. See, even Navada Bhakti, his name is also, yeah? Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam may be Bali Maharaj ka aata hai. Bar Mahajan may be Bali Maharaj ka aata hai. The one who got perfection just by executing one of the processes of 9 process of bhakti, Navada Bhakti, he attained the perfection. Bali Maharaj, just by Atmanivedanam, surrendering of self, oneself, he got the perfection. Right? So, and also if you look at it, there are 9 processes of surrendering. He is an ideal example of surrender. He is one of the 9 processes of surrender. What is that word? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote that very nice bhajan. Dainya Atmanivedanam means surrendering of self. Dainya Atmanivedanam Gopta Sevaranam Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palanam Bhakti Anukula Matra Karaye Svikara Bhakti pratikula bhava vrajan angikara.
So kya matlab hai uska? What is the meaning? That there are six process of surrender and Bali Maharaj is an ideal householder. And he got perfection by surrendering Atmanivedana. Atmanivedana Bali Maharaj got, he's an ideal perfection king. There's a full surrender. In surrendering process there are six kinds, and in the Sharanagati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote a book called Sharanagati. And in that Sharanagati he wrote several bhajans under each heading, like Dainya, humility and Dainya means humility and meekness, humbleness. He wrote several bhajans. Atmanivedan, he wrote several bhajans. Like that, you know, he wrote several bhajans in each category of six process of surrender. So this Bali Maharaj is an example of that surrender process. So, and then in that one of the song in that Atmanivedan, one of the songs was Manas Deho Geha Jo Kichu Mor Arpilu Tuva Pade Nanda Kishor. So what Bhaktivinoda is writing, he is writing with a very humble state of mind. Manas Deho, whatever body I have, like Bali Maharaj says, you know, you take the third step on my head, right? This is my, whatever possession I have, it's, I am going to offer it to Krishna, O Nanda Maharaj, son of Nanda Maharaj. Okay? Manas deha geho, jo kichu mor, arpilu tuapade Nanda Kishor. So that is called surrender process. And what else he is writing further? Everybody chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sampade, Vipade, Jivane, Marane, Daya Mama Gilatua, O Padavarane. So whatever happens, you know, either I am in a good condition or bad condition, whatever, sampade vipade, daya mama gela tua o padabarane, that is, I am surrendering to you. Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohar, Krishna dasa prati tua adhikar. Whether you slay me or you protect me or keep me, doesn't matter. I will surrender to you. Mere ko, aap you send me in a hell or in a heavenly planet, doesn't matter. I will accept whatever you give me. That's surrender. Like Bali Maharaj. Right? He has surrendered himself. Kita janma hau yatha tuvadas bhakat grihe janmi janma auvas. Mary, if you give me a birth again, if you desire so, and if you give me a birth in a womb in a stool, I will accept, but one condition, please give me in the home of a devotee. Maro vi rakho vi, we already said that, right? So like that is called surrender, Atmanivedan. So there is a nice bhajan, you can refer to that bhajan. So I will end this class here, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I could not retrieve that bhajan in my phone. I don't know what happened. But that's a nice bhajan. Any question or any comment? Yes, Prabhu. Give him a mic, please.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says about two times that I do not interfere in the life of any living entity. In the life of living entities.
Interfere.
Interfere.
What do you mean by that?
He says that you live independently, I do not interfere in your life.
Yeah, you have a free will, yes.
But at the same time he says that knowledge, forgetfulness, remembrance all comes from me. That means he indirectly controlling our life.
Okay.
So these are the very sharp contrast.
Yeah, so what is the meaning of knowledge? Knowledge about what?
Whenever he wants to give knowledge or
forgetful. Yeah, we are talking about the spiritual knowledge. That's what he was telling Arjuna, knowledge. And then, mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha, right? That's what is the verse you are talking about. So smriti, you know, is, okay, Panch Pandava and Duryodhan, they were together, right? So Krishna in front of both of them. But one realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and other he didn't realize that. So the smriti is not because that Krishna has that independence that he wants to, if he wants to bestow his smriti to the devotee. Kripa, like I just mentioned, right? So he got the kripa of Bali Maharaj, on Bali Maharaj. So if he wants to bestow that mercy, but if he wants to take that forgetfulness, you can be forgetting Krishna, like Duryodhan. Duryodhan, even though he's in front of him, God. Yeah? And apohanam cha. So that forgetfulness also comes from Krishna. Krishnera, okay. Mayavadi, Krishnera apradi. Mayavadi never understand Krishna. Because they are always apradi. They are always offenders of Krishna. So the Krishna never bestow his mercy upon him. So they don't have any form of Krishna. They don't believe in form, Mayavadi. Always in Brahman, because they are the offenders of Krishna. So Krishna has his own, you know, so he will select only those people whom he can bestow his mercy upon. So that means how we can understand this understanding, that be a devotee of Krishna and Krishna will bestow. He will not give you the forgetfulness. You will never forget Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami says, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And it comes from where? From where? If you are a sincere devotee of Krishna.
So this is concerning only spiritual things and not material.
All the rituals are. What do you mean by? What exactly you mean by that?
He gives remembrance, forgetfulness, only in spiritual matters or material matters also?
Huh? Everybody chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
His wisdom or remembrance or forgetfulness are only in the field of spiritual matters or material things also. For example, somebody loaned out money to a friend, but that time he forgot to check the security and all that. So that forgetfulness was also granted by Krishna, like that.
Yes, you can say that. But here we know for the devotee, the remembering of Krishna is always, this is what we are striving for. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे